Hello and welcome to another episode of Polycon. We're joined again by Mr. Henry. It's nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Today we'll be discussing the environment and the trade-off between the environment and economic policy. Global warming is obviously a very pressing issue and it's been brought back to light in the coronavirus pandemic because in April, in the peak of lockdown, global emissions fell by 17%, which really demonstrated to people that action can be taken to lessen the effects of global warming and really push for emissions to fall, but at the expense of the economy, with the world's biggest economies being in lockdown. Henry, what do you think about this trade-off? Obviously, I think the coronavirus pandemic demonstrates clearly that there is a big trade-off between economic growth and the environment.
Well, history would definitely suggest this. I mean, if we look back at the first peak in economic growth or the major industrial revolution of the 1800s, we saw that global emissions increased exponentially during that time period. But as we've become more developed and as economic growth has progressed even further, the environment and the condition in which we treat the environment has gradually improved. If we look at, for example, the renowned Kuznets curve, we see that that theory is coming into practice now. As we become more developed, we start to use newer technologies such as biofuels or renewable energy, which then decrease our carbon footprint and our footprint on the earth and the atmosphere. And I think that in the future, these renewable technologies, you know, we've already seen the innovation in electric planes, electric cars, all these sort of things will have a long-lasting effect on how we view the environment and the respect that we give to the world.
Yeah, exactly. So as you mentioned, we're moving towards a greener economy with innovation in technology. But it will be interesting to see whether developing nations get left behind in this push towards a green technology. Now, of course, the UK and other developed economies went through periods of great, like, industrial periods where the environment was heavily affected and impacted. Now, it will be interesting if these developing and emerging nations want to use the same model for growth, how that will impact the environment and whether developed nations will assist these countries in making a more green growth and more environmentally friendly economic growth.
This is one of the principal issues we have in the global economy today. As countries in the world have become more globally interconnected, we've all been sort of classed together and all have to have the same global goals. Depending on our different stages of development, these goals are like less or more attainable. However, these goals have all been set out by Western nations to favour them rather than thinking of how actually practical and feasible they are for some of the more developing nations in the world. If you look at the 2016 Paris Climate Accord, we see that a lot of these targets that were set out by the UN and its like leading members of the USA and the UK and France and Germany, these are all targets that are very feasible for them to carry out. But if we look at some of the countries in sub-Saharan Africa, it's going to be much more difficult for them to reach a net zero target than these Western countries because they simply don't have the technology. There are more pressing issues for them, such as sorting out education and healthcare. And I think that these issues are ones that need to be sorted out earlier.
Yeah, I would agree that it's completely justified if a developing country would prioritize, for example, poverty over the environment. And I also think that Western nations, developed economies, should have like almost a responsibility to assist these nations in a more greener model for growth. If you look at Naomi Klein's book, This Changes Everything, she shares an interview with Angelica Llanos, who is Bolivia's representative to the UN Climate Council, who had the idea to declare Bolivia as a climate creditor And so they would demand financial compensation from developed economies due to the fact that she believes Bolivia and other developing emerging nations are disproportionately affected by the Western economy's impact on the environment. Bolivia, for example, is dependent on vast glaciers for drinking water and irrigation. So any kind of global warming would really affect and impact their drinking water and would cost them a lot.
This notion from Bolivia is definitely a very interesting idea and is food for thought, as it points out the glaring flaws in the global economy. As Angelica pointed out, developing and emerging economies are disadvantaged by the economic growth in Western economies because of global warming. And these countries depend on the world around them, the natural world around them, for their livelihoods and for their economies. Similarly, the push to use more renewables in the future will disadvantage these countries as well, because, as I said before, the developing countries have the technology to do this. However, the developed countries have the technology to do this. However, the developing and emerging ones may struggle to find the technology and the money to fund such a system. We all know that capitalism increases inequality, and that is one of the major flaws with that as an economic system. However, sometimes we don't think about the way that global capitalism increases global inequality between developed nations and developing nations, as I've just pointed out. However, due to this being such a big problem, we saw recently with the push for of Extinction Rebellion and many other climate movements, the UN is listing this as a top priority, and I think that this situation will only be improved in the future.
Yeah, and given that the global economy will have to bounce back from this recession as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, we'll see which countries will lead a push for a green and environmentally friendly recovery, and prioritizing green growth and investment in technology as opposed to simply chasing economic growth at the expense of the environment. Thank you for tuning into another installment of Polycon. It was great to have Henry back on the show today, and we look forward to having Rosh back next week. Until then, thank you.